deal for you. Do you want Splash Harbor water tickets or maybe a three-day cruise on Carnival or $100 cash? I have more gifts. How about a vacation stay for 3 days or a resort condominium for 7 nights? All you have to do is text me at 727-871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788. And the vacation tour is in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. You have to be between 26 and 75 years old. Great deal. Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to 6 people, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, everyone, and we have a really exciting show today. If you love soap opera stars like I do, I want to introduce some amazing people that are here in the studio. And then I have a lovely, beautiful lady I just met from Hawaii, from Maui, and she is here. And let's introduce everybody. Patty from Soap This on Facebook.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, you have to take two headsets. Here we go. And also, other guest is coming in shortly. And tell everybody who you are.
Oh, hello, everybody. My name is Ruth Kramer. I'm the holistic soul healer and work with all the lovely angels.
That's amazing. And your spirit is just so calming. You know, she'll make you just kind of like, you know, I'm in fast speed. She'll make you kind of settle down and go, okay, you're in drive. Well, we're so excited that you're here. Before I start out, I have something very exciting for all you wannabe actors or actors, or maybe you're new to the area. Tonight, Tampa Bay Film Society has Industry Night at 2866 Roosevelt Boulevard in Clearwater. And apparently, if you're a member, it's... $5 to go and network with film directors. So it's the Tampa Bay Inn of Film Society Industry Night tonight. Once a month, they're back, which is awesome. So, Patty, tell us what's happening first in the soap opera land of Soap This. Go to Facebook, everyone, when you're driving, when you get home, and go to look at Soap This, and you'll see this amazing event coming up. Tell us who's all going to be here.
Okay, we're having an event October 29th, and this time it's going to be actors from Days of Our Lives. And this is an amazing show. They've been on the air for a long time. So the actors that are attending the show are Eric Martsoff, who plays Brady Black, Brandon Brash, who plays Jake DeMera, Rob Wilson, who plays Ben, Chloe, Nadia Bjorlin, who plays Chloe, and Jacob Young, who's been around a long time. He used to be on All My Children, and he was on Bold and Beautiful. So Jacob Young is also coming. He used to play Rick Forrester. So it's a great cast. They're all new coming to the area, except for Eric Martsoff and Jacob Young. So it's going to be a great event. Our event consists of a photo shoot first, which you get an 8x10 color picture of yourselves with the actors by my photographer. And then next is the cocktail hour. And while the cocktail hour is going on, we go and get your picture developed so that every actor can sign everybody's picture for them. Then we have a dinner, and that's the VIP ticket. And you get to pick which actor you want to sit with at their table for dinner. And after that, we do. We have great raffle gifts.
Oh, the raffle gifts are amazing, everyone. I mean, I've gone to every single table, and they're just so amazing, yes.
And then we have auction items. Sometimes we even auction the actors off for a breakfast.
I saw that
dinner.
Last time.
They absolutely love it. They're all great people, and they like to have a lot of fun with their fans. So a lot of the tables are already selling out, but we still have a few VIP seats left, and then there's general admission. And general admission includes everything that the VIP ticket includes, except you don't get to sit with the actor for dinner, but you do get to spend quality time with them. So go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for your tickets. Again, it's soapthis.ticketleap.com for your tickets.
You've had so many amazing people over the years. I've been with you for the last, I would say 6 or 7 events that you've had. And I've always got the best of the interviews as well. And the people and the testimonies have really given their heart to these soap opera stars they've watched for many years. What is your favorite soap opera that you've watched?
We miss All My Children.
Okay.
A lot. And One Life to Live was good. But the four that are left are Days of Our Lives, Young and the Restless, which is another great soap opera.
That was mine when I was a teenager, you know, back in the days and growing up was, yes, Young and Restless. Yeah.
Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, which has been on for a long time, and Bold and Beautiful. Those are the four that are left.
What made you get into putting soap opera events together?
My sister and I used to go what was called Super Soap Weekend at Disney every year for like 10 years. It was all the ABC soaps.
I remember that.
So they would have the actors from All My Children, General Hospital, and One Life to Live at the park at Hollywood Studios. And by going there every year, we got to see a lot of the actors. And there's different things going on all weekend long, all different hours of the day. And we got to know some of the actors personally. So then when they ended Super Soap Weekend, we started doing our own events.
So cool. So what has been your most memorable experience with the soap opera stars?
Just meeting the stars, and they're all very, very nice. We've met a lot of great fans, and it's not just local. I mean, people come from all over the country to see their favorite actors. We had one lady come all the way from, I think it was it?
I know there's from Pennsylvania that I had met and some other.
Yeah, but I'm talking over in Europe somewhere. I forget where she came from to see this one actor. She came on.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it all depends who the actors are and who people want to see. But the soap opera fans are very loyal to their actors.
You know, it's really cool. I remember the last auction that you had was two of the ladies had won that, and they were going to L.A. to have dinner with somebody.
Yes.
Up there.
Yes. We put a lunch out there for somebody to bid to have lunch with two of the actors that were at the event. So people bid on it. So whenever they decide to go out there, we'll contact the actors and we'll set it up so they can have lunch with them.
It's been so much fun and so enlightening to really see these soap opera stars to be so human. I mean, Dawn's down, they're very down to earth.
And Dawn's been a great part of our event. She comes, she interviews the fans, she interviews the actors. We all love her to death.
They gave me some miracle stories before. I have to make sure you get those as well. And we're going to be running her commercial between now and October. So we got to set that up with Bobby here and get
and
that going.
And the charities that we're going to be working for this time is with the veterans who have done a great time, with a great job with our country. And October is also Domestic Violence Month.
Right.
So we're also going to be doing the charity with domestic violence.
That's amazing. And I've got some other people to hook you up with as well. With, you said, the veterans that you want to work with as well with that too. So again, go to Facebook, go to Soap This and check them out. You don't, you know, if you have a mother that you're thinking of a great birthday gift or a Mother's Day gift, this is a perfect gift to give somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. Let's go over to our other guest here as well. And Ruth, tell everybody you're from Maui.
Yes. Well, actually, originally from England, so you can't get away from that whole London accent.
I was figuring. I remember that. Yes, you said that.
Yes. And we went to the Sunshine, so I've been drawn to California, and then a little spell in New England. So I went from Old England to New England because I couldn't quite get England out of my system.
You know, oh my gosh, you just brought back memories. I used to be a flight attendant for Laker Bahamas, and Freddie Laker, we'd have all the junkets from, you know, of course, Fort Lauderdale to the Bahamas, and we lived in Freeport for a very long time, and the resort is now like all dried up, and the pool bar is not there. It's all ghost hotel.
I love the Bahamas.
Oh gosh. But yeah, so Freddie Laker was an icon in the UK as well.
We actually, I flew on one of Freddie Laker's planes.
Oh,
the no frills kind of Freddie Laker deal, which was awesome.
Yeah, he greeted everybody and he was amazing. What fun times.
Yeah.
So, you know, here you're in Clearwater. You had moved here from Hawaii.
Yes.
And you said you used to do radio as well.
Yes, I've done a little bit of radio in New England, done some in England as well, Old England, and a little bit in California. In fact, I was on a food and wine radio show, and we were talking about aromatherapy and some of the natural therapies that you can add, and that all of us have got aromatherapy in our food pantries, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell us about that. I knew aromatherapy with oils and the eucalyptus, which is my favorite.
Well, you know, so all the herbs that are so good for us, especially when they're fresh, are a version of aromatherapy, because ultimately all the fragrances and all our perfumes have got some aromatherapy in them.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately all of that is edible because they're plants and plant medicine, whether we eat it or rub it on us with perfumed aspects of it. They're all versions of that, like, you know, infusing oils with basil and things like that is just so good for our health. And just knowing a little bit about that and how to apply it can be really useful. So for some time I, you know, practiced aromatherapy, still do, but I play in it for myself, and I used to make products for other people. So
wow, you know, I mean, I worked in a spa, you know, went to comedy school, but I worked in a spa back in the days. I'd come home and I'd smell like eucalyptus. I mean, my, because of the spa, I was always, my nasal passage was really clear at that time with that. But that's really cool. So give everybody your social media where they can find you and follow you.
Yes. I love helping people get in contact with their angels, getting in contact with their loved ones. Dealing with loss is one of my great, sweet aspects of what I do, because none of us should have to live a life filled with loss when there's so much to gain by being here on Earth. It's such a beautiful thing.
Right.
And so I love to help people to not live a life looking over their shoulder at what they've lost, and instead creating what's right in front of us today and tomorrow. So you can visit theholisticsoulhealer.com, and there's lots of freebies on there. So I just want to say that we have recipes because I'm also a Cordon Bleu trained chef.
Wow.
And so we love to give, you know, free recipes, and they're good. They're all practiced and tried, and you know, I'm a bit chunky.
What's your husband's favorite meal that you have made him?
Well, he loves my pot pies. Loves them. And we're mostly on the vegetarian side with a bit of fish thrown in, because I can't give up that protein is one of my favorite things. And so I made make a wonderful creamy mushroom sauce, and it's on our site. So anyone that tests out that creamy mushroom sauce, I'm happy to get your feedback.
Wow. It's a favorite. That sounds delicious. That's amazing. And so you know, we're here just because I wanted to bring you to the station and see what you thought of our lovely station here.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's a little cozy cottage. It feels like home.
I know. So if you wanted to come here and do something, what would your topic be?
Well, I love to share wisdom from, you know, 30 years of doing the work and have lots and lots of really miraculous stories of self-healing and self-awareness and self-enlightenment. And we're all on this mystery journey in life without full understanding, and quite right too, there should be a mystery. We should always have something that we don't know that we can fill up our cup of knowledge with. So I love to help people find their own magical mystery tour of life and help people to feel inspired by their own life, feel their own inspiration coming through to create their own majestic existence.
That's beautiful. You know, a lot of people had said, because, you know, I let everyone know my son passed away July 7th. He was 34 years old. The hardest thing I've ever had to deal with, not parents or anything. And I was thinking, how do I get through this? You know, and I'm never going to be through this. No, I'll be honest with you. Never. Right. Every single day. Mm-hmm. But I started something called Miracle Stories. And so for all those on TikTok that are watching, you can go to the top of my list, my digital business card, which is phenomenal. Click on it and it will bring someone joy and at least motivation, where people had died and went to heaven and what they saw in hell, of course, and so many miraculous stories of people that really got me through what I needed to get through. And of course, my son would always say, you know, like today I was thinking I'm getting my tennis shoes on, jumping on my treadmill, which I'm on my way home to do that, and he'd say, "You're slacking, Mom." He would not want me depressed or down because, you know, he was going through something in his life. But it's just, you know, how do you stay? That was my topic. How do you stay motivated and get through things in life? And if you have an idea, you know, what you do, let us know at the station here, 727-441-3000. And how do you stay motivated?
All of you. The people that come across my heart are the ones that make my heart glad to be here. Ultimately, and of course, I've got a really wonderful romantic interest that doesn't hurt one bit.
And you guys are such a cute couple. We had met in the pool, and we were talking about the radio station and everything. And here she is. You never know the divine appointment. You know, when something is meant to be for you. It's, my mother always said, it just open the door and it just happen. You know, and she'd always say, put your tennis shoes on in the morning and you'll feel like working out. You know, you can put flip flops on, but that doesn't work. Put your tennis shoes on. You know, I just have to say, I have a friend in California. She was on the movie Miss Congeniality. Cute little blonde named Debbie Nelson. Debbie, if you're watching, I said to her, I remember we would go out to eat with all our friends and she would have her dessert. And all of us, you know, would look at her and go, how could she eat her dessert? You know, we're like, no, thank you. No, thank you. Of course, cheesecake or whatever. And she said, I work on my treadmill. I'm on it every day for an hour. Every day for an hour. And that's the secret. I mean, she could go out and eat whatever she wanted, and she still looks great to this day. Yeah. But that was a motivation I'll never forget. And she's the one that says, welcome to the Miss San Antonio Beauty Pageant, the cute little blonde. Mm-hmm. And that was just, you know, memorable. You know, if you can have people motivate you, my mother, I would motivate her. She would motivate me. And sometimes I have to listen to my tapes to myself and say, Dawn, you tell people this. You need to do this. Patty, how do you get motivated to do things?
I exercise every night.
What do you do? What's your exercise?
I do all my stretches. I do 100 crunches every night.
That's a good one.
And then I put my Greek music on, because I'm Greek. Ooh. I put my Greek music on and I dance.
Oh, that's
true. An hour.
I had the one thing that you see on TikTok, and it's a thing that goes, it's like the hula hoop. Yeah. Well, I have the weighted one, but I have the other one that sticks to your waist and then you roll it around. Well, my husband wasn't home one day and I put it on and it got stuck.
And I couldn't get it off.
I couldn't get it off. And I was like, for 3 hours walking around the house with this hula hoop on me.
Funny.
Doggone it. I didn't know how to clip it.
Oh my goodness. No matter what's going on in this world, you have to have a positive attitude.
That's it too. Everything. A mindset is positive.
You just, you know.
And we have to keep creating.
Yes.
You know, if we spend too much time looking over our shoulder, you wouldn't drive your car like that.
You're right. That's a very good point.
Exactly. So you, instead of looking backward at where you've been or what you've lost or what isn't, you have to keep creating forward.
Oh, my gosh. That is totally, I agree with that, because that's a very good point, not looking over your shoulder, looking forward. Yeah, you're right. You don't drive like that.
Everything, if something happens, you look at it like it was meant to be. And that's how you have to look at something. You know, if it something happens, like I said, everything happens for a reason,
right?
And something's meant to be.
Exactly. Well, you know, with we have to let everyone know. Maybe we can take the soap opera stars out on a sailing cruise,
or
on a pontoon boat. We have a 28-foot pontoon boat called Sand Tours coming up, and that's almost ready. And the SunkissCharters.com out in the Gulf of Mexico, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can have six people, and you can split it between the six people and bring your own food, your own drinks. You know, I had a guy that smoked cigars and he couldn't do this on another tour boat. And he said, this is private. This is very different because we're private. And we just take you out and you just enjoy. You can even have a Bluetooth with your phone and, you know, hook it up to your playlist, to our speakers and our, you know, Bluetooth. And it's amazing. So SunkissCharters.com is sponsoring this show today. And we want to thank you. It goes so fast. So we're going to ask Patty any last words before Stand Up for News comes on.
One more thing, like I said, you don't want to miss this great event. The event in December was awesome. That was our first event in 2 years because of COVID.
Right.
So now we're doing this one. And like I said, my events are a lot of fun. You feel very satisfied when you leave. The actors, everybody has a good time. So again, go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. For your tickets.
We need to get Bay 9 News to cover you and get on there.
Yes,
you know, I think there's Maureen. That's that other lady I told you about. She's a publicist.
If you know anybody at Channel 8, too, NBC.
I have to go through my cards. We got to get this on because people need to know what's coming to Clearwater, Florida.
Yes.
And to meet these soap
opera
stars.
Especially with these great actors. They're all great. Most of the actors I've known for a long time. And I bring the same ones back. But except for these two, Jacob Young and Eric Martsoff, and the other three are the first time that are coming to the area. But I know them, and it's going to be a great event.
It's so funny. I'm getting my nails done once every 2 weeks. And I look up and I'm like, oh, I interviewed him and her. And that's the time I watch soap operas, is it getting my nails done. Like, I know them. Anyways, and that's some of the shout-outs. Thank you for Patty from Soap This that I've had for my shows, and that's been amazing. And I've had so much fun with that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Ruth, any other last words? You know, we have another minute.
Just remember, all of you that are listening and all of you in here, how precious and unique you are. There's no one else quite like you in the whole universe. There's just one of you, just one.
Like a snowflake.
Yes, you've got no one to compare yourself to. And we spend too much time not noticing how precious and unique we are. And that would be the best thing you could do, is wake up every day, remember who you are, and use your extraordinary, unique talents to the world, because we all want you. We want you here.
That's gorgeous. I'll tell you, you've got a radio voice, definitely, for sure. Hopefully we'll bring her back. I know Bobby would help produce your show as well.
And absolutely.
That'd be
love
super
that.
Cool. So stay tuned. And what would your show be called?
We are thinking it would be called Angel Speaks.
Ooh, Angel. My mother always wanted an angel store. I think I told you. She always wanted an angel store and everything. So anyways, thank you so much, everyone, for watching. And go to Tan Talk Radio Network and see the whole show on YouTube as well. And get ready for Stand Up for News. We've got James here. All of the comics that we had got together. We're looking for a new place in Clearwater. And they are next. So thank you so much for being here. All right, everybody. God bless you. Bye-bye.